Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey, thanks so much. Y'all done, really?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. That was already pretty good, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Feel like I haven't seen you in a while. Been up there doing stuff and thinking about stuff. And how are you, young man?
Good.
Yeah. You got a sport?
Soccer.
Soccer? Through and through?
Yeah.
Day and night?
No.
Day anyhow, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
Casper.
Casper. And where do you play your soccer, or for whom?
Madison 56ers.
The 56ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my daughter used to be a 56er. That was years ago, though. Yeah, that's a pretty good place to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you what do they call it, midfielder, or what's your thing?
Goalie.
You're a goalie, man. You're a tough guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you. Keep it up. Keep it up. Jamie Padden from Cedar Falls, how do you feel about Basset Hounds? I don't have any feelings about Basset Hounds. Should I have? How many of you have feelings about Basset Hounds? Oh, isn't that interesting? Well, let's ask one of them then about, now you have feelings about Basset Hounds. What sorts of feelings? Passion or?
I think they're really cute.
Okay. So you have a cuteness, kind of an attraction on a cuteness level for Basset Hounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you always had that feeling, or is it?
Oh, well, yeah. They've had them at Bastille Days in Milwaukee on the Cathedral Square wearing berets, and they're very cute. I don't know if they're more...
They wear berets?
At Bastille Days, they do.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. And your name is?
Annie.
Oh, are you the...
I'm the ex-wife, yes.
The ex-wife, yeah. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Good. Have fun up at the Dells, too. That'd be a lot of fun, especially without him, you know. any other feelings about Basset Hounds other than they're cute and they wear berets for Bastille Day?
They're amazing.
Okay, now, that's an escalation. They went from cute and they wear berets at Bastille Day to they're amazing. Is this your card?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Jamie from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I have a 10-year-old Basset Hound named Maggie Doodlebugs. Yes.
Both names?
All names.
I mean, do you breed them or?
She's just my rescue pet.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Doesn't it make you want to breed them?
No, they just make me want to continue to rescue them.
To rescue Basset Hounds. Well, isn't that sweet? Okay. And your feelings about them as animals? Could be described as
amazing.
Amazing. Okay, Jamie, that's going to be hard to beat then.
Thank you.
Amazing. They're amazing. I like puggles. I am a puggle. Do you feel anything about puggles?
Squishy faces.
See, squishy faces is not a positive thing to say. Yes, they do have squishy faces, but I'm a puggle, and she's very special too. She's pretty amazing. I think she's pretty amazing. Little Tina.
Tina just, Doodles?
Tina Doodles. No, Tina. Just Tina. Tina. Yeah. Anything else on Basset Hounds? Or we'll go on to another breed if you want. Everyone loves their own little breed, I guess. How do you prepare for the arrival of your first child? Well, usually I just leave the door open. But she's always forgetting her keys. I mean, she's 23 years old. She can't remember to bring her keys. So, but I guess Marley is thinking that you're going to have one soon, huh? Yeah. How soon? How soon is soon?
I'm 20 weeks pregnant today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On today?
Yeah, on today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you know?
Well, that'll teach you then, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Big time.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thanks. Yeah, we think it's pretty cool.
Have you gone to the birthing school and we take your pillow and go to someplace?
Well, I'm still excited about it, so no, we haven't yet.
No.
No.
That was totally useless. you got to take birthing class. Like, you know, for thousands of years, women actually didn't have to take a pillow somewhere and their husbands with them to learn about, you know, how to hold a pillow in case of a, It has nothing to do with it. I could never figure it out. But you'll have to do that, I think.
We'll have to get a really nice pillow.
Yeah, I never understood it. In fact, nothing they tell you prepares you for it.
That's what everybody tells me when I ask them that question, and so I'm just kind of used to that answer now.
Yeah, because I do remember coming home with the one who still leave the door open for Ellie, and we came home, and we had someone there knits a little cap for the baby, you know. It's one of the volunteer ladies, and so we had, she had a cat, and we had the little carrier thing, you know, and the little onesie, and brought her home, and there were balloons hanging off her little carrier, you know, and we came home, and then and then we were just shocked because we were home with a baby and we had no idea what to do with it, you know. But then, of course, your enzymes kick in and you call your mother or someone, you know, and get her to come over and do something with this thing.
Yeah. I mean, you just love them, I guess. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the best thing to do.
It's absolutely the best thing, in the world. Thanks. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Going to be great. But it is a little astounding at first. Oh, yeah. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah. Got a big weekend plan, or is this it, pretty much?
You know, it just happens to be my wife's birthday today.
Today?
Yeah. So, yes, this is...
This was in lieu of that ring you're going to get her, huh?
It's her birthday. And she's never been here, and so we had to correct that.
Yeah. Did she want to be here, or did she prefer something she could wear or show off?
She wouldn't tell me that, but I think it's, she's okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could ask her. But.
This is not it, though. I mean, this is not the extent of the celebration.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Here, where do you go?
You know, lots of presents. And the really nice thing is that one of our granddaughters was born... one day apart from when my wife was born. And so we have a party for both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're doing that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Is that in town here? Or?
No, in Poinette.
In Poinette. Okay. Is there an address? So what time should we be there?
Come on. Okay. We'll have fun.
In the afternoon, 3-ish? Or?
No, it'll be right around lunchtime. Yeah. So.
Okay. When do you eat usually?
Oh, usually about one or so.
Okay, point out. We'll find it. We'll see the balloons.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that big. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Hey, what's your name?
Aggie.
Happy birthday, Aggie.
Aggie.
Happy. Sure. Do you like zombies? I don't know. Zombies. Olivia? Where's Olivia? Janish? Oh, hi. Are you into zombies? You are? Okay. Well, I don't quite get it. I mean, we had zombies when I was a kid, but they were, you know, not as many. And they weren't well-dressed, I noticed. That's changed. Can I get you to stand up here a little bit? Olivia, how are you?
Good.
You watch these zombie things?
Yeah.
Your parents let you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you like the best? Mm. The zombie thing. You watch Walking Dead or any of those?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of scary?
No.
See, because you're not even scared of zombies now because you see them all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite zombie on that show?
No.
No. Are there other zombie shows you watch?
No, that's the only one I know of.
Oh, okay. All right. And they talk about the zombie apocalypse when all the zombies are coming. Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. Do you actually believe in zombies, that there are zombies? You don't know? You're keeping it open, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. She's what?
She's a Unitarian Universalist. So.
Okay, that explains it then. Nice to meet you, dear. Thank you for filling me in on that. She's a Unitarian Universalist. Oh, boy, I'm so confused now. I am. Are you into zombies, too?
Yeah.
Do you watch that same show?
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite zombie?
No.
Okay. Are there zombie video games and stuff, too, as well?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead game.
And Dead Island.
And Dead Island.
Yeah.
So much of your life is involved with zombies, really?
Sure.
Okay. And is it a good life? It's a good life.
Yeah.
Not so much for the zombies. I don't get it. First it was vampires. They get all those vampires. I'm glad they're gone. They're a drag. They're a total drag, the vampires, you know. The zombies are at least sort of interesting, you know. So I don't know. Anyone else here want to say anything about zombies or basset hounds? Yep. What do you know about polymers? Okay, that's a change of subject. Diana Reeder, Ashland, Wisconsin. Are you studying polymers now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Come on. Well, come on down here. Yeah. You don't mind making way for this young woman?
Hi.
You have your card? Yeah. Okay, I'll take that. Sorry. All right. John got that. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
You in polymers. Fine, thank you. You in polymers.
Yeah. Do you know what polymers are?
No.
Okay. Well,
I should.
I went to Northland College. I'm advertising.
Northland, yeah.
Yep. And our
good polymer school is what I heard.
It's a good, yeah, it's a good polymer school. No, polymers are just repeating units. They're usually found in like organic compounds, so like plastics.
Plastics.
And so yeah, so our school just Nicholas Robertson. He's a chemistry professor there, and he just with a team of students, and I was one helping with them, but we just got something published. So normally plastics are can only. We think that plastics can be recycled a lot, but it's only about 2 or 3 times before they're just made impure, because, you know, when they're broken down and melted. So now we just published something finding a way to make basically an endless recyclable plastic.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's pretty cool. It's,
and you guys discovered this?
Yeah, he's been working on it with his professor, actually, from Eau Claire. But, yeah, he's been having students lead this research project. And so, yeah, it's gotten a lot of publicity. It just got published in Chemistry Communications. So.
Northland and the polymers. This is very important. This is important.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's definitely, yeah, it's unique to we live right in Lake Superior National, Wisconsin. So it's such a tiny school. It's about 500. Yeah. And so you know everybody. It's like, you know, so yeah.
I've been up in that area anyhow and met some people from Northland. It's really cool. It's a very environmentally friendly school, and it's the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
What is your major in, environmental science?
Chemistry and biology were my majors with environmental studies minor. Yeah.
For the research, what did you actually have to do for the research?
Well, it might not make a lot of sense to you, but I'm sorry. No, I'll just say one of the chemicals we worked with was lithium hydride. And so
lithium I've worked with, yeah.
No, basically, if it gets exposed to the air, you catch on fire, and you'll instantly light up. So it's pretty scary. But nobody got hurt.
Did that.
He's really good at, you know, precautions and stuff. But, yeah, it's just everything that working with is so small that you're just weighing out, like, little, you know, particles and things like that, and we have this giant box that you can stick your hands in, and it has nitrogen in it, so you can't actually, you know, where you're wearing these giant gloves and you're trying to weigh out these tiny little measurements, get really sweaty and nervous, just, you know, like.
And is the lithium part of the things you're measuring there?
That one is in a different, yeah, but it's all, that's under a fume hood, so yeah, you also have to measure that out too.
You measure out these things, and then there's some reaction occurs when you're all done?
Yep, and then you put them in the reaction, and you usually leave the reaction either overnight or a couple days, depending. And then you come up with a solid. So you start with all these liquid products, and then it comes up with a solid, and then we send it for testing. And if it tests pure, it's good.
Oh, cool. This is a breakthrough. This is a major thing.
It is, yeah. And plastics are not just main plastics. It's also found in like makeup and everyday products. So if we can get it to a larger organization to make it environment or economically feasible, then it could be the new thing. I don't know.
So cool. Diana?
Diana Reeder.
Diana Reeder.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks.
Congratulations, Helen, from Northland College up in Ashland. That's really fantastic. How about that? All right, let's see. How are we doing time-wise, okay?
We got a little bit of time, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's see. What is the maximum flight speed of the African swallow? Huh? Oh, it is? Okay, never mind then. Want to come to the Indian Mounds with us? The Zanatis are going to the Indian Mounds? Yeah, are you? Yeah. Okay, it's not hard. Every park has Indian Mounds in it. Right? What? Well, I sort of live on one. which is not right either. I agree with you there, but you know, but they're all over town. You can't miss them. Just keep going until you see a bear effigy. And there you are. Okay. It'll be fun, though. Good thing. They don't have them where you're from?
No.
Where are you from?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
What brings you to town, then?
Your show.
No kidding. Yeah. Me and the effigies.
Yes, and Jeff, too.
This is my little effigy mound, I think. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. How can I get my younger cat from stealing chicken bones? Anyone want to deal with this? Barbara Brown?
That's me.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Is that a real problem?
That is a real problem.
Okay. Had you ever thought of keeping the bones just, you know, in something that the cat couldn't get into?
He's a rascal, so he goes into waste paper baskets and he digs them out.
Well, you can't put them in a waste paper basket, though. You got to put them in...
Paper slobs, unfortunately.
Oh, so he's the problem, not the cat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you guys can work that out. You don't need me for... I don't want to get involved in that. What's better, PlayStation or Xbox? Ben Janish. Was that Ben? Huh? Where's Ben? Oh, Ben, I talked to you before. You got the zombie thing on your PlayStation or your Xbox? Okay, so that's better, right? Because you got one. Okay, that's good. No. Why is my girlfriend always right? Young man, obviously a young man, you know. Rick Kernel. Rick Kernel?
Not that young.
Oh, hey. You shouldn't still be asking this, man.
Well, we've only been in a relationship for about a year. So.
Yeah, but you have been around a while.
True.
Yeah. They're always right.
Yes. She's very smart and very good looking, so she's right 90% of the time, and the 10% she isn't, it's not worth my while to say.
You answered your own question. Congratulations.
Her name is Wanda. Hi, honey.
Hi, Wanda. He'll be home in a minute, Wanda. Okay. No. Someone from Bellevue, Iowa wants an apartment in New York City. Can I help? Where? That's all you people, huh? You're moving from Belleville, Iowa to New York?
Bellevue, Iowa. Yep, a town of 2,000.
Yeah.
And we're moving to Manhattan. Next month, after 30 years in Dover.
Have you thought this out carefully?
Yes, we have one granddaughter. We'll only have one granddaughter, and she's a baby. And so we're going to...
She's in Manhattan?
She's in Manhattan. We both retired our jobs as a journalist and a teacher, yeah. And we're going to start being full-time nannies for the baby.
In Manhattan?
In Manhattan.
How did... When you were first approached with this idea...
Actually, I kind of helped suggest it. I was totally taken with my granddaughter, and it said, it's too far away, we need to be closer, and so made a plan.
But street smarts in Bellevue, Iowa, and street smarts in New York, are they the same smarts? I'm not...
We don't lock our house. Whoops, I probably shouldn't say that on national television, national radio.
Look at all those New Yorkers breaking into you down there.
Leave the keys in the car. You know everybody. It's going to be a high learning curve for us.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that you're able to do it. I mean, that's great. It's fantastic. But do you have a place yet? Did you find a place?
That's what we need your help with. No.
I got no connections, believe me. You got to find someone with something rent controlled and take it away from them. That's all I understand.
You're in show business anyway, you know?
No, not to that level. You stay at the Plaza like Tony Soprano did when he got needed a place, but yeah, I really can't help you out there. Anyone have an apartment here they want to let go? In, maybe Brooklyn. You live in Brooklyn.
We thought about that, yep. Of Harlem. There's all kinds of places that are a lot cheaper than where our kids live in the Upper West Side. We know we're not living there.
You can't live with them. That's out of the question.
Right, no. 900 square feet.
900 square feet? Well, how many of them are you? There's just the five of you?
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, I can't help with this one either. It's amazing how little I can do here. Well, what I can do is say we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, which will solve none of these problems. However, we'll play the quiz, so that'll be a fun thing for someone to do here. Now, someone probably came here thinking, boy, if I could just play that quiz. And did you come here thinking that? Well, come down here. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. There aren't that many quiz shows on the air. An increasing number. How are you?
Good, but before we start, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. I'm here only with my mom, so.
Hi, Mom. She looks like your sister. She's very young looking.
She's awesome, and she is, so.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Joan Mitchell.
Hey, Joan. How are you? Nice to see you. And your name is?
My name is Laura Connors.
So this is a big Mother's Day thing. Is there more to it?
Well, we had breakfast at Marigold Kitchen this morning. I'd always wanted to eat there, and so, yeah. So I live here. She lives just across the border in Minnesota and here for the weekend. So.
You slept across the border. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Laura.
Because Mother's Day should be every day.
Mother's Day is every day. All right. Come on up. You want to go up this way here? Okay. Come on up. Come on. I have blonde hairs all over me, and no good reason for it. Look at that. Unbelievable. How am I going to explain that if anyone ever asked about it?
Your own dilemma.
My own dilemma is right. I guess we all got them. Laura, how are you doing these days?
I'm a mom.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm at home with my little guy who's almost five.
He's five.
He's almost five, yeah.
Are you doing the home learning thing, too? Or the home
schooling? Well, he goes to preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do the home preschool thing?
We don't do the home preschool thing. We do we play at home. And
yeah. So pretty soon he'll be going to school?
Pretty soon he'll be going somewhere to school.
Yeah. So what are you going to do then?
Good question.
What are you training? What's your field?
I, at one point, was a teacher. Most recently, I worked at the university in student services.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of part-time work selling children's books, so I might pick that up a little bit more.
Yeah, well, cool, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And for fun, what do you like to do?
For fun, what do I like to do? Yeah. I like to enjoy going out with friends to different little eclectic Madison restaurants. And
you like the eclectic scene?
I like, fun little restaurants.
What have you discovered recently?
What have I discovered recently? Yeah. I like Chocolatarian on Atwood.
Yeah, what is that all about?
That's all chocolate? About chocolate.
Yeah. Like three courses of chocolate? You have like an entree
desserts,
that's chocolate? And
desserts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. cool.
I don't know what else. My husband and I went to a new Indian place over in Greenway Station.
Yeah.
But the name escapes me, I don't know.
The name is, your husband's name escapes you? Or?
No, the name of the Indian place escapes me. My husband's name is Ryan.
Yeah.
Dava, yes.
There you go.
There we go.
That's Middleton, though.
That's Middleton.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's Middleton.
All right. Laura, summing up, you know this quiz works?
I do.
It's a general knowledge kind of thing. Not trivia by any means. No. Someone out there plays along with you. And how does that go down, Sarah?
Well, people at home who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is the exact same number we used last hour, and answer this qualifying question.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, all right. Number one U.S. baby boy name for 2013. It's a new one. Baby boys' names have changed. No longer Jacob. No longer number one. I know the number one name for baby boys in the U.S. of A. Let's go to the phones right now. Rose is online from Virginia. Hey, Rose.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Number one U.S. baby boy name in the past year.
I just read that, and I can't think what it was.
Yeah, it's biblical.
I know it's not Michael anymore.
No, Michael's long gone.
Or Jacob.
No, biblical.
Let me think.
Good movie name.
I can't think of any movies.
No. Okay, don't know, Rose? I'm going to take a stab at it.
Let me take a stab at it.
Take a stab.
Joshua.
No, good name, but that's not it. Sorry, Rose.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Eau Claire. Paul's online. Hey, Paul.
Hello, Michael.
How are you? What's happening?
As we used to say. Oh, just some Saturday chores.
Yeah.
Honey-do stuff.
Which one are you doing right now?
Well, actually, I pulled over to the side of the road, so I thought it should be safe. And, you know,
you're doing chores while driving. That's not a good thing. Paul.
Yes.
Number one, U.S. baby boy name.
How about Noah?
Noah is yes-ah. Noah. Number one. Surprisingly, no one is named after his wife. No, none of the girls are named after Noah's wife, and her name is M. Zara. I had looked it up. I said, what was Noah's wife's name? And why aren't kids named after her? Yeah. Paul, this is Laura. She's your partner here.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Laura.
And where are you going to, Paul?
I'm just heading to my cabin, northern Wisconsin. The light is finally out.
Where is your cabin?
South of Hayward.
Oh, yeah.
Called Whitefish Lake.
Oh, sounds nice.
There's actually whitefish in it.
Yeah. Does it have whitefish in it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I go out and seine them in the fall. It's pretty fun.
You seine them?
I do.
Does that mean a net?
Yeah, yes, a big 75-foot-long net, and we go out in November, and it's always kind of an adventure.
Wow, you must get a lot of them, huh? A 75-foot net.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes some nice big boulders.
Yeah. And then what do you do with them once you've seen them, once you got them? What do you do with all those fish?
So typically smoke them.
Ah,
excellent. A smoker, not a pipe.
Excellent. Okay, Paul and Laura, you two are a team here in various categories, as we shall hear.
Yes, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Paul, you pick the first one.
Oh, how about school?
School it is. All right, this is something you should have learned in school. What was the real secret in moving those 9,000-pound stones they used for the pyramids? It's multiple choice because it's a little bit hard, okay? The real secret behind how they were able to move those huge stones over the desert sands. Was it A, leverage, B, wet sand, or C, getting someone else to do it? Paul and Laura.
Paul, what do you think?
Well, I was leaning towards levers even before
you said
it.
Yeah, levers sounds scientific, at least.
This new development, they just discovered that.
Maybe they hired out.
Yeah. this one.
So
leverage, wet sand, or getting someone else to do it, which is always a good idea. And building
it's
pyramids.
Always a good idea to get someone else to do it, but they still would have had to use something.
Yeah.
Wet sand or leverage.
Well, you know, since Michael's hinting that there was a new development, maybe we should go with wet sand.
Wet sand? Someone in the audience seems to be whispering, yeah.
Someone whispering, wet sand? Stop it.
Yeah, let's try that.
Shall we try wet sand?
Wet sand.
Wet sand.
Wet sand. Yes, wet sand. Wet the sand, and it makes it's much easier to push something over wet sand than it is a dry sand. It makes kind of a flat, stable... Try it sometime, next pyramid you build.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Laura?
Let's try places.
Places. All right. The city with the latest arrival time to work. Okay, this is where you get to work the latest in one of these cities. Okay, you get to your job. Is it A, Atlantic City, B, Lawrence, Kansas, or C, Logan, Utah?
Well, let's see.
What was the first one?
Atlantic City, Jersey.
I would say Atlantic City because, you know, I think of all the casinos and maybe things don't get rolling later in the day.
Interesting.
And also sometimes East Coast, I don't know. Should we try Atlantic? Different work time.
Work times.
Yeah.
Atlantic City is exactly right. You don't have to be there till after 1.
Thanks, Paul.
What a good deal. Whereas in Lawrence, Kansas, you got to be there by 10:32. So still pretty good, but earliest is Hinesville, Georgia. You got to be there at 7.
So the city work time.
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Paul.
Oh, how about science, Laura?
Sure.
Science, okay. You're good in science, aren't you? All right, Darwin's finches stamp out deadly parasite with help from cotton balls. Explain. No, that's not going to happen, is it? Vampirism. Is it a health positive? Vampirism.
Not if you're being dead.
Health positive for bats?
For the person who...
For the person who...
Acquiring the blood.
Maybe if they're anemic or something, but geez, I can't think of too many positives, Laura.
I can't think of too many positives either.
So you're saying yes?
I think Michael wants us to say yes.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm trying to understand what you're getting at here.
I've heard it's really healthy.
Yeah. Pardon?
I've heard it's really healthy.
Sure. You heard it's really healthy?
It's all right, that's not vampirism per se. It's actually getting young blood. And I don't mean that in the song sense.
So,
I don't know, Laura. What do you think on this one?
Getting a transfusion of younger blood?
Ah, now we're getting it.
Now we're getting something. That would
is that
be,
a health positive?
That would be a health positive.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yes, that's right. Young blood. Holy cow, that was too easy. By the way, that was a Harvard study found young blood can actually repair old tissue, which I've always thought. And so they could quit there, couldn't they?
They could. They could quit, and they would get some great prizes. But if they got one more right, they could take home the mother load.
They could, huh?
If we get one more right, Paul, what do you think?
Right.
Do we want the mother load?
Gotta go for it.
For Mother's Day? Yes. But okay.
Caveat, though, is if they get one more wrong.
We lose everything.
They get nothing, right? Just the embarrassment of having been here.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to go for it?
We're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it.
Let's
try to encourage them. You've done so well. So
and they get to choose from current events, people, or odds and ends.
Okay. What do you think?
Current events or odds and ends?
Oh, I'm not very good at current events, but...
How about odds and ends?
Okay, sounds good.
You never know what you're going to get.
Huh?
What? I don't know. You wrote it.
I can't even read this. Okay, well, let's just try this. It's either or. Which is on the worst jobs list? They did a list recently, and they do this occasionally, of the best jobs and the worst jobs. On the worst jobs list, which is worse, a broadcaster or a taxi driver? Both of which I've held, by the way, so I feel some sense of pride in this.
Broadcaster or taxi driver?
Yeah.
So
broadcaster.
Radio or
these
TV
are both
or...
bottom feeders jobs, by the way.
Broadcast radio or TV?
Broadcaster, I'm assuming they mean radio.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, you'd meet a lot of interesting people as a taxi driver, I guess. So.
Yeah, but not so much as a broadcaster.
I'm thinking broadcaster.
The worst one is lumberjack. One of And right before that is reporter, which is unusual.
Hmm.
Being a taxi driver would be more dangerous, but I don't know. I mean, this is a radio show. I think we should go for a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if you don't want anything to take home, that's fine.
Oh, okay. then let's let's go taxi driver.
So you're saying taxi driver is slightly worse than being a broadcaster?
Slightly worse, maybe because your passengers might be very demanding.
They could be drunk.
Yes, so. Taxi driver. Game 197, broadcaster 196. Holy cow! They've won it all.
Laura, bring the exhilarating aroma of bacon to a whole new part of your morning routine with Mr. Bacon Body Wash, drives dogs crazy from Archie McPhee and Company, and then explore competitive team spirit with the DVD When They Were Kings, the North Dakota State University of North Dakota rivalry.
Hang
colorful Madison motifs on your wall with an art print from MarciaSparks.com. Enjoy an award-winning Kringle from the O&H Danish Bakery in Racine. Take a buckaroo holiday on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with the Appalachian Spring liner notes by Michael Feldman on Rhombus Records. Paul, from Hammurabi to Hatshepsut, black holes to blue whales, explore the world in Glad You Asked, intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious minded from Michael Feldman, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. Then complete your mother load with a Michigan radio cap, Jim Booth's Twisted Pear CD, a Joseph Huber Brewing Company pen, a Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, Jennifer Lee's anthology Paris and Mine from Vintage Books, a Fight Plumber's Butt t-shirt from the Duluth Trading Company, and what do you know, the party game, including questions, contestants, and the Made in China Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you.
Oh,
both.
You're going to like that Plumber's Butt t-shirt. That's the best, Paul. Hang on for a second. We'll make sure you get that. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to your mom and to you.
What Do You Know continues next week with Freakonomics author Stephen J. Dubner. Reserve your seat today at notmuch.com. And if you're planning your next Madison outing, bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today.
How does this happen? Going through my stuff and leaving your hair?
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Cole.
Thanks for coming, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Public Radio International.